Chapter 1. Republic of Belarus. Tuesday, June 11th, 8:50 a.m. Cotton Malone knew the signs of trouble. He should, since he lived in that perilous state more often than not. Take today. It started off innocent enough with breakfast at the superb Beijing Hotel. A touch of the Orient in a former Soviet bloc nation. First class all the way, as it should be, since he had company on this journey. "I hate planes," Cassiopeia Vitt said. He smiled. "Tell me something I don't know." They were 5,000 feet in the air, headed southwest toward Poland. Below stretched miles of unpopulated forest, the towns few and far between. They'd come east as a favor to former President Danny Daniels, who'd appeared in Copenhagen 2 days ago with a problem. The Chancellor of Germany was looking for someone named Gerhard Schupp. A Belarusian woman named Hanna Kress had appeared in Bavaria with some incredible information, then had been murdered, but not before uttering one word. Kaiser. "Do you think the two of you could take a quick trip to Minsk and see if you can learn more about her and or Gerhard Schupp?" Daniels had asked. So they'd chartered a plane and flown from Denmark yesterday morning, making inquiries all day, which had attracted attention. "Do you think we can get out of this country in one piece?" she asked.
"I'd say it's about 50-50.
"I don't like those odds." He grinned. "We've made it this far." They'd barely escaped the hotel after the militia arrived in search of them. Then they'd made it to the airport just ahead of their pursuers, only to find that the plane they'd arrived in yesterday had been confiscated. So he did what any enterprising bookseller, who'd once served as an intelligence officer for the United States Justice Department, would do, and stole another. "I really hate planes," she said again, "especially ones I can barely move around in." Their choice of rides had been limited, and he'd settled for a GA-8 air van, Australian-made, single-engine, strut-paced wing, all metal, with an odd, asymmetrical shape. A bit squared off and boxy would be a more accurate description, designed for rough airstrips and bush landings. He'd flown one a few years ago and liked it. On this model, the 8 rear seats were gone, making for a somewhat roomy cabin behind them. Advertisements painted to the fuselage confirmed that this was a skydiving plane, and it had been easy to hotwire the engine to life. He watched as she studied the ground at the windows. "It's not that bad," he said. "That's all relative." She was gorgeous. The Latin-Arab gene mix definitely produced some exceptionally attractive women. Add in being smart and savvy, with the courage of a lioness, and what was not to love? Little rattled her, save for she loathed the cold, and where he hated enclosed spaces, she detested heights. Unfortunately, neither of them seemed to be able to avoid either. "Do you know where we are?" she asked.
"I'd say north of Brest, which sits right on the Polish border. I was hoping to catch a glimpse of the town off to the south."
He'd dead-reckoned their course, keeping the morning sun behind them and following the dash compass on the southwest heading. Too far north and they'd end up in Lithuania, which could continue their troubles. Poland was where they wanted to be, safe back in the EU. The Belarus State Security Committee remained the closest thing to the old Soviet KGB that still existed. It had even kept the same shorthand name, along with the rep as a major human rights violator. Torture, executions, beatings, you name it, those guys were guilty. So he preferred not to experience any of their methods firsthand. He kept a light grip on the yoke, which sprang up from the floor rather than sticking out of the control panel. He had excellent visibility through the forward and side windows. The sky ahead loomed clear, the ground below a sea of dense trees. A road ran in a dark, winding path among them, with an occasional farmhouse here and there. He loved flying. A plane was to him like a being unto itself. Flying was once supposed to have been his...